In the gospel reading today, our Lord praises his heavenly Father for revealing to the little ones what he has hidden from the wise and the clever. And so that tells us that if we want to truly know the Lord Jesus, we have to become simple. It's exactly what he told us, that we have to become childlike. We bristle at that idea. We have the idea that we have to become more complex. The reality is, if one grows in holiness, one becomes more simple. And it's precisely in that simplicity that we come to know the Lord Jesus. That's what God wants to reveal to us more than anything, is the truth of who he is. But you and I are made in his image and likeness. And God is absolutely and perfectly simple. So if we want to know God more, we have to become more simple. So once again, what we see is what's on the spiritual level is exactly the opposite of what we do on the natural level. So we have to really ask ourselves, what is it that we want? Do we really want to know the Lord? Do we really want to know who God created us to be, being made in his own image and likeness? Do we really want to find the fulfillment of our person? Do we really want to find the peace for our souls that Jesus talks about in the gospel? Many of us find that life is a burden and we're wearied. Jesus says, "Come to me and I will give you rest for your soul." How? In the midst of all that goes on. Except to be united with him. If we're united with him, we will be at peace. We're not going to be worried about all that's going on around us because we're with him. And he is God, and he's got the whole thing in control. But again, is that what we want? We like the idea of having some peace. But are we really interested in becoming meek? Are we really interested in becoming humble of heart? Because that's exactly what he tells us that he is. And if we're made in his image and likeness, that's what we're supposed to be. So again, all these things that kind of go contrary to what our fallen nature is attracted to. But we have to be drawn to what is true. And that's the Lord. So we have to come to know the Lord. That means we have to pray. And as we pray, we will become more like him. We will become more simple. We will become more meek. We will become more humble. Now again, we know that the only way that's going to happen is not just because we're praying for it, but because in answer to our prayers, God's going to give us the opportunity to practice it. So we're going to get squished, we're going to get humiliated, we're going to be put in difficult situations, most of which we like to run away from. We need to face these things. We need to keep going to prayer. And as this happens and this interior transformation can begin to happen within us, we come to know the Lord more and more. So what we cannot see right now because we are wise and learned, we will come to know if we are willing to go deeper in prayer. We will come to know because we become more simple, more meek, more humble. So that again becomes the real question. Which do we want? We like the one, but we don't like what it's going to take to get there. Sometimes we kind of wish we weren't the other way, but we sure like what it takes to get there. So which do we want? We have to choose the end, and then we have to accept the means to the end. If we want the humility, if we want the meekness, if we want the simplicity, there is only one way to get there. That is through prayer and through conformity to Jesus Christ, who will indeed be revealed to us as we become more and more like him.